Step 3. Recognizing the key moment in addiction. When people think about an addiction, their own or someone else's, they tend to focus on its devastating effects. Probably the single most common question put to people with addictions is, "Don't you realize what you're doing to yourself?" The second most common question is probably, "Don't you realize what you're doing to those around you?" Often enough, this is said in anger, but there is also the idea that if only you could get these people with addictions to realize what they're doing, then they would finally change their behavior. Having an addiction doesn't mean you have lost your memory or your ability to think. In the past 30 years, I have seen very few people with addictions who did not have a very clear idea indeed of what they had done to themselves and others. Most of the time, they are all too aware of this and are filled with regret. Focusing on the effects of addiction is not helpful either for yourself or somebody you care about. Too often, it results in more shame for the person with addiction and more estrangement between that person and whoever is doing the reminding. By devoting time to the consequences of behavior, it is also easy to overlook the fact that these consequences were not intended. We already know that addictions are a solution to an internal problem, not an attempt to create external problems for oneself or others. There is an even more fundamental problem with spending your time and effort thinking about the effects of addiction. The more time you spend on that, the less time you spend doing something truly valuable, looking at the causes of addiction. Don't focus on your addictive behavior itself. Paying a lot of attention to addictive behavior itself is also not a particularly good use of your time. By the time you are in the act, the drive in addiction is generally too powerful to manage. Here's a case that illustrates this problem. James. James couldn't stop buying lottery tickets. He had a favorite convenience store that sold them, one he liked because it seemed as though every week they had a new sign saying how much money had been won by people who had purchased tickets there. His gambling addiction had been terrible for him. He was not a wealthy man to start, and he could have badly used the hundreds of dollars he had been losing each month. He was determined to stop. So, he made an elaborate plan. First, he was going to avoid his favorite store.